Hello, it's Lisa and Ross on today's edition of The Catch-Up as Pete has the lurg.
We chat to Paul Murray from Sky News. He's in town to cover this weekend's state election. And have you ever been bought tickets to a concert and they haven't been the real ones? Your calls are coming up.
Plus, Justin Hamilton talks about a TV show starring a Golden Globe winning rapper.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Justin Bieber performed in Perth.
Yes.
To a packed crowd at NIB Stadium. You would have felt very, very old had you attended.
Oh, I would indeed.
Some people did try to attend, but unfortunately didn't get in.
No, that's a shame.
Yes.
Yes. And it's all down to this business of buying tickets that are, you know, I don't even understand it. They're fake. They've been sold on. Viagogo is the one in case in this point for a happy 11th birthday present. Roberta of Double View was going to take her daughter Charlotte to see Justin Bieber. She had her Belieber t-shirt. That's the daughter. Roberta had a glass of wine, all very excited. And they'd bought their tickets through Viagogo. She's just being a bit sweet and naive, she'd bought the tickets through Viagogo. Well, I must be sweet and naive too, because I thought that it was legit.
Yeah.
But they'd been sold multiple times and entry was denied. Roberta.
That's shocking.
Has Charlotte recovered yet?
She has been incredibly good, but she did watch me beg and plead with Ticketmaster and eventually scream and shout at Viagogo on the phone. So she knew by the time we had to just give up and go home, she knew that I'd done everything I could.
Yes.
But at the same time, I just felt so bad.
Yeah. It's. I mean, remember being 11 and loving whoever it was we loved with my ABBA socks and, you know, off to see the concert and not being able to get in. What do you understand of the whole Viagogo business and buying the tickets, Roberta? You thought you were just buying tickets?
Well, my understanding was that they had been pre-purchased and they were being sold on. And when I got the invoice, it showed that I paid for the tickets and then I paid an extra $100 booking fee, which made me pause at the time, but I figured, okay, well, that's obviously where they make their money.
Right.
By taking a premium there. But I hadn't realised, or it just didn't occur to me, that they would be potentially selling them on multiple people.
It didn't occur to you because you weren't buying them from some shady character around the corner, you know, sort of holding them under his jacket. You thought it was online, you're paying money, you're paying extra, you know, you thought you were doing the right thing.
I did. And I just missed out when the Ticketmaster release came out.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was her birthday and because it was Justin Bieber, it just ticked too many boxes. It was a perfect birthday present wrapped up in one purchase. So when I saw it there online, it was like, great, grab it and go.
Beautiful.
Well, music promoters are adopting a zero tolerance policy on this fake ticket business to try to stamp out scalping and tackle the rise of unauthorised secondary ticket selling sites. I mean, scalping, we recognise we are the ones that probably should try to stamp that out if we can. But this one, we don't understand. Apparently, Roberta, a couple of weeks ago, 50 people turned up to the UB40 gig in Fremantle with fake tickets.
We felt so bad for your daughter. How heartbroken was she?
Yeah, and it wasn't good. It wasn't pretty at all.
Yeah, but at least she's not. She saw that you worked hard and it wasn't like, oh, I love him, you throw my life. You did your best.
We want to know, have you ever bought a ticket? Wasn't the genuine article?
I bought one on Gumtree once. We went and I met her and actually she was down south, so she sent it up with her son and we did a little exchange and it was all legit. And
Who was it?
Pink.
Oh, Pink.
Mm.
Wow, that is huge. So that's great. But anyway, it's a good news story.
Mm.
Bev, now what happened to you? You bought tickets to see Dynamo.
Look, I was lucky enough I actually got to see the show, but I bought the tickets on the Ticketek site. Well, I thought it was Ticketek site.
Yes.
And somehow I ended up buying them on, is it
Viagogo? Viagogo,
yeah. And so what was going to be $300, which for me was a lot of money, ended up being $680 when it came through on my credit card statement.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
Look, my son thought I was the best because it was the best thing, you know, that he could have gone to.
Mm.
But that was very sad when I got the bill.
Well, that's crazy. It's not clear, is it?
People have to be very, very careful when they're on those sites because it only takes a click. And I consider myself quite computer savvy and very aware of this kind of stuff. And I got bust and I was really upset because I just thought, you know, look, it's a mistake, but yeah, there's a lot of innocent people out there that get done, and it's because you just get taken.
Thanks, Bev.
Good on you, Bev.
No worries.
Michelle from Coogee, you went to see John Mellencamp?
Yes, he was up in John Cougar Mellencamp back in those days.
Oh, really?
At the entertainment centre. was a year or two ago.
It was going on back then as well.
Yes. Our friends and we bought 4 tickets together, and our friend's house was burgled, and they sold the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So I reported to the police, and obviously Visa, we found which tickets they were. So we all go in there on the evening to go and watch the show, and sitting in Ken and Leanne's seat, two lovely young ladies who then got escorted out by the police.
Oh,
and the really sad part was that one of the girls had been given them by her brother for her birthday.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Yes, so it was a very interesting evening.
Yeah.
And for him too, I imagine. Yeah. Mum, he stole me living here. Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yes, I think so, yes.
No one comes out of it in a good way.
No.
Just nobody.
No.
No one wins. No.
Thanks, Michelle.
Please
be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talkin' Telly.
Hello, Justin.
Hello.
So much telly on.
So much telly on and not much of it good. Don't you feel that way as well?
Yes.
I feel like the last few weeks have been a bit of a struggle, to be honest. And I was all ready to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger's version of The Celebrity Apprentice. And I just thought, I feel like I've already taken a beating. Like, what?
And you know how Donald Trump's name comes up straight away? It kind of freaked me out a little bit.
I know.
So what are you doing? Run the country.
I know. Yes, stop it. Like, you don't have time for this.
Get to the chopper.
Exactly. So I decided to do some flicking around. And have you ever heard of SBS Viceland as a channel?
Yes.
No, as a channel,
it's
no.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's great, isn't it? And it's free to air.
Mm.
And there's just so many interesting shows on there. And if people don't know where it is, it's Channel 32. And
it's the old SBS 2.
Right.
Yeah.
And they've just done a complete overhaul, and it happens to have the best show that's probably airing on free-to-air television at the moment, a show called Atlanta that surprised everyone at the Golden Globes this year by taking out the Top Show Award. Have you seen it?
Childish Gambino.
No, I'm so glad you didn't say that show where they get undressed and get into bed.
No.
Tell me about this one.
No, this is a good one. This is created by Donald Glover, and if you're not across this guy, it's time to get on board because I think he's about to hit the mainstream. You've already mentioned he's the rap artist Childish Gambino. He used to work on the TV show 30 Rock. He was one of the stars of Community, and he's appeared in movies like The Martian, and he's about to appear as Lando Calrissian in the new Star Wars movie that focuses on a young Han Solo. Yeah, his career's going all right at the moment, and it turns out this new show is fantastic. In this new series, Glover plays Ern, who is a young man who's having difficulty making ends meet. He sort of lives with his girlfriend, who he has a baby with, but she's sort of sick of him as well because he's not making any money and he doesn't seem to be progressing. She's starting to date other men. His family won't let him in the house because he's always asking for money, and his friends aren't certain they can trust him because he always appears to be looking out for himself. And then Ern discovers his cousin is getting some traction as rapper Paperboy. Ern decides he's going to be his manager and make everything right in the world. It's also one of those types of shows that straddles the dramedy line to perfection. Like, even in a really serious moment, you'll be surprised at how much you're laughing. And then at times when you're laughing, you'll think, oh, man, that's pretty sad. You know?
That's clever to be able to make you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Donald Glover is fantastic in the main role. And knowing how accomplished he is as a musician, I love that he didn't give himself the main role as the rap star, because that's what would normally happen. It would be a vanity project, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but put it this way. He was due to perform at the Falls Festival in Perth, but cancelled because he had to fly back to the States to receive a Golden Globe for this program.
Disappointing, right?
Yeah, it was.
I tell you what, though, that is one of the rare times where you look at someone cancelling and just go, yeah, no, that's fair enough. But even though his character's got so many flaws, you feel for his character very early on, and that natural charm takes you all the way. His cousin Paperboy is played by Brian Tyree Henry. He's an interesting mix of bravado and a guy who doesn't really know how to cope with the small-time fame that's coming his way. The highlight, though...
Tiger. Oh, Kylie Jenner's tiger.
Yes, exactly. It's so funny. Paperboy's roommate, Darius, played by a guy called Lakeith Stanfield, is a hidden gem. He's so funny. But the great thing is each ep goes for less than half an hour, and SBS Vice Lane is showing two every Tuesday night, so you can really get into the rhythm of the show. Atlanta, Tuesday, 9:20 p.m, SBS Vice Lane, Channel 32. Two thumbs dropping some fat beats until they realise they're really white.
Thanks, right. Justin. Amazing job. Atlanta, love it.
We are right down to the screaming end. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's been that screaming of an election for me. Maybe I watch too much of the American one. But the beard of knowledge of all things politics joins us now. Paul Murray, it is a pleasure to talk to you.
G'day, Paul.
Hello, gorgeous. The beard of knowledge.
Yes.
That's the best intro I've heard in a bloody long time. I'll be writing it and I'm telling the missus.
Good. Tell those other guys at Sky News too that's what they need to call you on the desk. Now, you're here to, you're all here, really. We are popular this week.
Yeah.
You're going to be anchoring your two-hour program live from the Ashby Bar and Bistro in Wanneroo. What does a bellwether seat mean? I'm usually pretty good with my words, so I don't mind asking.
Well, basically, it's gone with the government for the past 15 elections.
Right.
So whichever way they go, normally the election goes. So that's why we're there, and we've got a full house. So it's going to be fun. But look, the whole thing I love about places like WA, Queensland, all the rest of it, it's real Australia. It's not like the wankers in Sydney, and I say that as a bloke born and bred in Sydney, who would love to get out of the
place. Oh, we're getting our fair share of wankers. Don't worry about it. You will be
about Fremantle Council.
you'll also be doing the broadcasting from the Pan Pacific Hotel ahead of the Forum, the West Australian People's Forum, just with the opposition leader, Mark McGowan. I don't think it's unusual for the Premier to decline the invitation to that.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, has he been on your show at all?
He has. And you know what? The other day, we had him on Friday, and he was really animated because he was fresh from Broome, where he was almost taken by a giant crocodile, and retelling the story. Yes, taken. He said it was almost a Harold Holt moment. I said, oh, really?
Oh, wow.
More like, Bishop from Neighbours. But anyway. now, the People's Forum, it is the chance for undecided voters to put their questions to Mark McGowan. Now, if you are an undecided voter going to that forum with one chance to get up close and personal clarity, what question would you suggest that they ask, Paul? I mean, word for word, literally, what would be the best thing to ask?
What does Western Australia look like 4 years from now? Examples of it. You know, what does it look like? How many more teachers? How many more cops?
Yep.
What have you built? Not, we're going to spend X billion dollars on Y problem. What will the joint look like in a few years' time?
That's a practical amount of time, too. It's reasonable to be able to answer that, because usually they say, this is what we're going to do in 15 years. But, of course, no one can predict the future, which gives them their out for lying.
Well, yeah, but also it's this thing, too, where, I think Colin Bunnett is turning down a big chance here, because, I don't know, again, just observing this thing, not living it, and God love you, Perth, it's almost over.
Yep.
The ads on the back of taxis.
Oh, they're the worst ads I've ever seen, actually. They reach a whole new low this time.
Horrible.
Oh, it's just garbage, and they're just uninspiring, and they're just rubbish. The union ones are, and everyone just feels they're being BS'd to. So thankfully this is almost over ad-wise. Mm. But I don't know, Colin Barnett, it's this thing where you should look like, when you are the Premier of the state, asking for another few years, or you're reapplying for the job.
Yeah.
You should look energised, fired up, excited, like
not
you've
complacent.
Got a million ideas. Mm. You know, you want to sleep 3 hours a day and you want to get on with the job.
Yeah.
Instead, he's kind of, his whole election campaign's been, look, you know, if the bloke didn't stiff some chairs, if the other bloke didn't go to Canberra, I probably would have pissed off a bit earlier.
Yep.
I'm kind of stuck, like I'm, you know, head of the footy club, nobody else wants to do it, so I'll stick around for another couple of years. Hardly passion.
No. And then when the opposition says, it's time, you know, you say, why should we vote for you? They say it's time for change. But what do you mean? Be specific.
Yeah.
Is it change is as good as a holiday? And he said, pretty much. So
yeah.
there's our pickings, Paul.
Well, exactly. And this is why, you know, people go straying and looking for, you know, other options like One Nation or the Greens or the Nats or the anti-vaxxers or the bloody flu ride party. Please don't vote for them. Please don't vote for the flu ride party. But anyway, my sense of it is that, Labor most likely will be able to win. And I say that as a bit of a conservative bloke, so I don't say it easily. But I think Labor will probably win only because, you know, the other bloke, his heart doesn't seem to be in it anymore.
Yeah,
but
no.
I would just say to people,
he looks tired.
Exactly. But I got to say, you know, so all those Liberal people who, you know, don't start ringing the station to complain, I think that, you know, Colin Barnett, as bad as his campaign's been, he's had interesting ideas. Like, I love that idea about dropping the stamp duty for older people downsizing in houses. Rather than just always this conversation about people in their 20s, well, why not have one about people in their 50s and 60s
Absolutely.
Who are rattling around in a three-bedroom house?
I'm all about the promises for the old people now, don't believe me. All right, Paul, thank you.
Good on you, Paul.
See you guys. Love you.
See ya.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete do everything together. And by planning their goodbye together, they'll receive $300 off for the second funeral with a Purslow prepaid funeral.